Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Minister Klich, dear Bogdan, Mrs. Anna Klich, dear Minister Sikorski, dear Radek, Ambassador Vinet, Beata Vinet, we are very happy to be here. And that's for several reasons. First of all, because we are in hospitable Poland, we are in Krakow, ministers meet. Spouses see much more of beautiful Krakow than we do, but that's the division of labour we have agreed upon, more or less. But when I mention the spouses, I want to thank you for your hospitality, and that very much includes our spouses. I always say a happy spouse is a happy minister, so it increases the quality of the meetings at the same time. We are in Poland, Prime Minister, you said it yourself, a staunch ally. An ally indeed celebrating in a few weeks' time 10 years of membership in NATO. And if you want to know what a staunch ally mean, what I mean with staunch ally Poland, I would advise you, and it's not so easy to follow this advice, go to Ghazni, go to Afghanistan, go to Ghazni, and you'll see the Polish contingent there. I hope to go there soon. The Prime Minister was there, and you see what Poland and what Polish armed forces are doing for and in Afghanistan, and what they're doing, upholding the values of our alliance. Prime Minister, you mentioned values. I'm still of the opinion that the values NATO has always defended since its start in 1949, NATO, almost 60 years of age, those same values we are defending at the Hindu Kush. There is no difference. And that is why it's important that at this very moment, 41 NATO nations and partners, let me greet the partners very specifically here tonight, are in that coalition in Afghanistan to defend our values and to support the Afghan people. And I mention the partners because this afternoon we had a very interesting meeting with our partners, without whom I think we would have an even more tough time in Afghanistan than with their supports, which we also very much appreciate. NATO cannot rest on its laurels. Somebody told me once that if you rest on your laurels, you're wearing them in the wrong place. So let's not do it. And let's work to the NATO summit in Strasbourg and Kiel in a few weeks' time. Let us not only celebrate, we can celebrate, all right, 60 years, that's important, 60 years in defense of values. But let us also try to find the answers to the new challenges, Prime Minister, you mentioned so eloquently in your speech, NATO is facing. Underlining again that this is a unique alliance, an alliance which realizes that the values we defend and we stand for will always have to be defended every day and every hour. And who am I as a Dutchman, born in affluence in the Netherlands on the right side of the then Iron Curtain, who am I to explain to Poles and to Poland what it means to fight for your values and to fight for your ideals? In sum, Prime Minister, we are extremely happy to be here. I thank you for your hospitality. I thank you on behalf of Janine, my wife, for a wonderful spouses program. First part today, next part tomorrow. And we're very happy that in a relaxed atmosphere we can enjoy this evening. Many, many thanks. We're glad to be here. An applause for our Polish hosts and for Poland. Thank you very much.